Heavenly Father, as we stand together as one body, as one voice, we pray and ask, God, that, Lord, you would be pleased with our worship. And we pray and ask, God, that as we start this time, would you fill up this place even more with your presence? And would you, Lord, have your way with our worship time? Not just our worship time, Lord, but with our lives and with our hearts. So we pray and ask, God, that as we sing, they won't just be words, but it would be our hearts crying out to you. So we thank you, and we love you, and pray in Jesus' name. Well, I have the honor and privilege of introducing our speaker. If you notice your booklet, there's information on the speaker. You notice that his bio takes almost half the page. You know what's funny? There is more. but we had to edit it down so we can fit it all. So, I was just thinking, it's so funny. He could take up a whole page with his bio. When I have an opportunity to speak at another church, my bio usually is just like three sentences or three words usually. So I think it shows that, not only does Dr. Ekman have a lot of experience, but, he has the unique opportunity of working with serving God in so many different ways. And so I think we are very blessed, and we are very lucky to be able to have Dr. Ekman to come and be with us. So with that, let's join me as we welcome Dr. Ekman.
Don't go. What time do I end the talk?
Why don't we say 10:15?
10:15. Okay.
One more time? 10:40? Wow. You have a whole hour. 10:40.
10:30.
10:40.
10:40.
But if you...
Will somebody make up their mind? Tell me. 10...
So if you pass 10:40, we start penalizing, giving you fines.
Oh,
every minute.
This is what you do. At 10:40, just get up and leave.
Okay.
Just so that were okay. That's what seminary students do.
That's right.
They just get up and they leave. So feel free to leave. Oh, and the other thing is, are you plotting against me?
I am not.
Because you changed the opening time and you didn't tell me.
What time was the opening time?
My time said 9:30.
Oh, that's right. I did update yours. Okay.
They might think I'm sleeping in again. You may go.
Okay.
It's good to be back with you. Yes. You're welcome. No, I have this. Yes. Yes, I'm free.
我现在是自由的。 很高兴再次回到大家当中。 I just translate what you say earlier. Okay?
You translated it. Well, it's good to be with you this morning.
很高兴今天早上能够在弟兄姐妹的当中。
I work for an organization called Becoming What God Intended Ministries.
我是在一个叫做成为神所期待的事工团侍奉。
Oh, I don't have the magical clicker.
哦，我没有那个控制那个。
The magical clicker is coming.
我需要这个神奇的仪器。
Wonderful.
太美好。
And our mission as an organization is to ignite Christian leaders worldwide.
我们的使命就是要来激发全世界的基督徒领袖。
To participate in the life of the Trinity.
来参与三合一的那个生命。
Salvation is knowing the Trinity correctly.
救恩的基础就是要真正的认识三一神。
By breaking down barriers.
除去障碍。
The greatest hindrance to enjoying the life of God are the barriers of the fall, our culture, and our family background.
其实影响我们跟神建立关系的就是我们的家庭关系。
Which prohibit a healthy relationship to God the Father.
它防止我们跟上帝建立一个健康的关系。
God the Father is the focus person of the Trinity.
在三一里面最折中的是上帝。
We do this through discipleship and evangelism.
我们是通过门徒训练还有传福音。
And our evangelism takes a unique form.
我们的传福音是非常的有特质的。
About a month ago, we were in Beijing and in Daming.
我们在一个月前在北京。
And Daming is an ancient capital of China, as many of you know.
大名大家都知道是大陆的一个首都。
We were first in Beijing doing mental health training for the mental health workers of the universities of Beijing.
刚开始的时候我们是在大学里面做精神的教育工作。
This is one of the classes that we teach.
这是我所教导的其中一个课程。
The big man in the middle is me.
在中间长得最高大的那一位就是我。
If you can't notice, I'll point that out again.
如果你没有注意到我会指出让你知道。
Well, you got to do this. I always wanted to shoot myself. Right there.
好，中间那位就是我。
And there are 60 mental health centers in the universities of Beijing.
在北京有60个精神中心。
And we have had the privilege of training almost all of them.
我们有机会来训练他们每一位员工。
We do seminars for them.
我们开研讨会。
These are psychologists, mental health teachers, counselors.
这些都是心理学家、辅导员。
And the fascinating thing is that they know we are evangelical Christians.
他们知道我们是基督徒。
The psychologists and therapists we take over are Christians.
我们所训练的都是基督徒的那个这些精神教师。
They love the Bible.
他们爱圣经。
They love the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们爱主耶稣基督。
They are good lecturers.
他们都是很好的讲员。
They are very skilled counselors.
他是非常有经验的辅导员。
And best of all, they're nice.
最重要的，他们人都很好。
Nice is always important.
成为一个很好的人是非常重要的。
Nice shows the work of the Spirit of God.
因为如果你好的话，你反映出上帝的属性。
And I believe, I cannot read this, but I've been told that the bottom line says we're sponsored by the Communist Party of Beijing for propaganda and information.
我看不到下面的字，可是我被说就是北京的文化中心所赞助的一个。
I think that's what it says.
我想那个是那个意思。
I'm sponsored by the Communist Party.
我也是共产党所资助的。
I'm glad you laughed.
我很高兴你们都笑了。
And we're creating a mental health curriculum for the teachers of mental health classes in Beijing.
我们为这些大学们他们准备了一系列的课程。
And it's up to 208 pages in Chinese and English.
是280页，是中英文。
It has been extremely well received, and if you want a copy of it, we'll pass out a list tomorrow, and we'll be happy to send you an electronic copy.
大家反应都非常好，如果你有需要，我很乐意把它寄给你们。
This is one of the psychologists that participated in our training, one of the women we train.
其中这位就是徐大夫，他参加我们的训练。
She also has gone through our discipleship training that we do in Beijing.
她也参加了我们的门徒训练班。
We evangelize through those classes and several of the teachers have become Christians as a result.
我们通过我们的课程来传福音，其中有好多位老师都接受主。
Here I am signing the curriculum.
这里我在对他们的签名。
And everyone who goes through our seminars receives a certificate. Certificates are important in China.
他们参加过都有收到证明书，而在国内证明书是非常重要的。
We always have a number of Christians in our classes, so they can use their training to go into other universities And also use it as a platform for evangelism.
我们有很多基督徒的学生在我们当中，经过训练，他们就可以到其他的学校去传福音。
As I mentioned, we also do discipleship training.
我也有提到，我们也做门徒训练。
And in an odd coincidence, we ended up with 6 or 7 Chinese Catholic nuns in our discipleship training.
很巧的，我们在当中遇到了大概6位天主教的修女。
From the communists to the Catholics.
从共产党到天主教。
And we were invited to go to a convent in Daming to teach on the Trinity to about 50 Chinese Catholic nuns.
他也邀请我们到其中一个修道院去训练大概50个修女。
Those are the nuns and those are the leading nuns of the convent.That's the class going on, and several priests attended.
这是我们上课的情形。
And for 3 days, we taught about the Trinity.
三天的时间，我们讲到三一的真理。
The abbess or the head nun approached me in Beijing and said,
他们的那个领导告诉我
，The Trinity is very confusing.
他说三一真神真的是很难理解。
We like your Bible teaching, so could you come to our convent and teach us about the Trinity?
我们很喜欢你的教导，你是否可以来到我们的修德院来教导我们关于三一的真理？
I thought, absolutely I have to go to a convent. I've never been to a convent. I want to go to a convent.
我心里想，我一辈子都没有去过修道院，我一定要到修道院去。
I'm a Protestant. I know nothing about convents.
我是一个基督徒，我根本不知道关于修道院。
It was like a woman's sorority with a lot of happy women.
就像好像一个女人中有很多的美好的妇女在她旁边。
And that's the only way I can describe it.
这是我唯一可以想到形容的。
Their beds were the hardest beds I ever slept on in my life.
她的床是我睡的最硬的床。
And I had some of the best students, most interested students I've had in my life.
可是我却拥有了世界上最棒的学生。
They acted like they had never heard Bible teaching before.
他们表现好像从来没有听过圣经的教导。
And they were very responsive.
他们有很好的反应。
I can remember over near Santa Cruz teaching a Chinese American young people's group on the Trinity for a weekend.
我记得有个周末我在 Santa Cruz 的一个教会分享。
And I was teaching and preaching my heart out about God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
我尽全力在分享天父、圣子、圣灵。
And after 3 days of wonderful teaching,
经过三天美好的教导
by me,
我所教导的
there was this young 17-year-old woman in the front row about where you're seated.
前面坐着一个17岁年轻的少女
She obviously was an American-born Chinese because of the question she asked.
她肯定是在这里长大，通过她的所问的问题。
No mainland Chinese would have ever asked the question the way she asked it.
若是从一个国内来，他绝对不会这样来问这个问题。
She said,
她说
You've been talking about the Trinity for 3 days, and I don't see any reason for you to do that.
你花了三天时间讲三一真神，可是我没有看到有这个必要要这么做。
I just think it's useless.
我觉得这是浪费时间。
Obviously, she's from California.
而且她是很叛逆的，是从加州来的。
No one from New Jersey would have asked that.
若是从 New Jersey 来的人，绝对不会有这样的反应。
Nor from mainland China.
也不会是从国内来的会有这样的反应。
Just a California girl.
只有是加州少女。
But in the providence of God.
可是在神的带领之下。
Now this is going to be tricky.
Ultra.
Her last name was Yu.
她姓尤。
Family name Yu.
尤，她姓尤。
No, you.
You,
me.
You, me. 哦，你。
And you all know in English that you means you.
You.
That's very important.
Yes, you, me.
Her family name was Yu.
Me.
And I thought, okay.
我说好。
Miss you.
说你，你小姐。
What if I went to your home?
如果我到你家。
Stood outside your home.
在你家门口。
And yelled, "Hey you!"
然后我大声的喊你。
You.
你。
You.
你。
Are you saying you?
Yes, I am.
In Chinese?
Yes, I am.
Mandarin?
Yes.
You!
Me?
She pronounced it you. And the father comes to the door.
他父亲来开门。
And he looks agitated.
他看起来是有所焦虑。
Because this crazy white man is standing outside yelling, You!
他为什么要生气？因为有一个白人在外面大喊。
And he says, What do you want?
他说你要干嘛？
And I say, I want a you!
我要你。
And he says, Well, I'm Mr. You.
我是尤先生。
And I say, Any you will do!
我说哪一个有姓尤的都可以。
I don't care if it's the father you,
我不管是爸爸
the mother you,
或是妈妈
or your dog you,
或是你的狗油
any you will do,
只要是姓尤的。
And he thought I was crazy.
他觉得我疯了。
But many people treat the Trinity that way.
很多人就这样来看待三一。
Now, I don't know if Miss You really understood the impact of what I was saying.
我不了解说这少女明白我所讲的话的那个影响。
I never had the chance to ask her if she thought that was a brilliant illustration or not.
我没有机会问她说我这样的一个是不是一个很好的这样的反射。
But there is a very significant point.
可是那里有一个很重要的意义。
We would never treat human beings the way we sometimes treat the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我们不会用同样的方法来对待三一真神。
In the Bible, we have a very clear description of each one of them and what they do.
圣经里面对三一有很清楚的描写，也提到他们的功能。
And just as we get to know family members very well,
当我们跟我们的家人有人认识的时候。
We should learn to recognize and relate to each member of the Trinity.
同样的，我们也应该对三一真神有一定的认识跟了解。
So we're going to talk about the Trinity this morning.
所以今天早上我要跟大家分享三一的真理。
Scripture teaches that God is one.
圣经教导我们神是一。
Now is this one correctly translated?
Yes.
Oh, good. You changed it. Good, 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 good. And what we believe that God is one. Oh, well, correct it for them.
The one that you gave me, I corrected.
But not this one.
Yeah, this. It's okay. I'll change it. But the translation, I'll do the right. Isen. Yeah. Isen.
Sure.
Our pastor say it.
Well, then it's correct. God is one.
Yes.
And Scripture, the New Testament, presents deity as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
新约圣经呈现的是父、子、灵。
And we as Christians believe in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我们基督徒所相信的也是父、子、圣灵。
But the issue really is, do we have a personal experience of each member of the Trinity?
真正的问题的关节是我们有没有在这三一真神里面都经历到这三体。
Because each person is different and each person does different things.
因为他们各有不同功能。
And I would argue that as we go through our Christian day, the day of our lives,
我想我们在过我们基督徒生活的时候
we should be personally aware of what the Father is doing for us,
我们要警觉地知道神所为我们所做的
what the Son is doing for us,
圣子所为我们所做的
and what the Holy Spirit is doing,
圣灵为我们所做的
The topic of this conference is the Christian heart.
我们今天我们大会的主题是基督徒的心。
And the first responsibility of the Christian's heart,
一个基督徒心的第一个责任
is to know who is loving us so deeply.
是要知道谁深深的爱我们。
How deeply the Father loves us.
天父何等的爱我们。
How deeply the Son loves us.
圣子何等的爱我们。
And how desperately the Holy Spirit wants us to feel the love of the Father and the Son.
圣灵是何等渴望我们去经验体验到圣父圣子的爱。
Deity is one.
神是一。
But three persons inhabit that one nature of God.
可是这是三位一体的神。
Deuteronomy 6:4 tells us that Yahweh is one.
申命记六章四节告诉我们神是一。
Yahweh is the personal name of God.
耶和华是神个人的名字。
It means it creates a sentence that probably means he who is.
真正的意思是我是。
Or he is.
翻译成他我是。
But it's a personal name.
他是一个神个人的名字。
It's referring to an individual.
是讲到一个个人。
And Deuteronomy 6:4 says.
申命记六章四节。
Shema Yisrael.
以色列啊
，Right? Hear, O Israel.
以色列啊，你要听。
Yahweh is our God.
耶和华是我们的神。
Yahweh is one.
耶和华是一。
Now I've been listening to Mandarin for the last 2 days.
我过去两天一直在听中文。
So let me hear you pronounce the Hebrew word Yahweh.
请大家用希伯来文来。
Yahweh.
Yahweh.
In Hebrew. Yahweh.
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 Very good. I've taught Hebrew for about 30 years.
我教希伯来文大概30年的时间。
Good job.
你们做得很好。
Yahweh is one.
耶和华是一。
But here's the interesting thing.
这里是很有趣的一点。
In the Old Testament,
在旧约
there is a Yahweh of highest heaven.
有耶和华在上。
There is a Yahweh who appears on earth as the angel or messenger of Yahweh.
也有Yahweh是一个天使。
There is a Holy Spirit.
那是圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit seems to operate as deity.
圣灵好像
exists as deity, lives as deity.
哦，他好像是存在的。
But yet Yahweh is one.
可是耶和华是一。
Because Yahweh is one.
因为耶和华是一。
The Hebrew text says.
希伯来文里面。
Therefore you shall love Yahweh your God with all your heart and your soul and your strength.
所以你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
Because God is so unified.
因为神这么特别。
Our hearts should be unified in love for Him.
因为神是合一，所以我们跟他的心也要合一。
Then in the New Testament.
在新约圣经。
Jesus is speaking to the worst of men.
耶稣在对人怎么说话？
The Pharisees.
是在对法利赛人说话。
And he is telling them the most beautiful of things.
他告诉他们最美丽的真理。
He has spoken of the good shepherd, the noble shepherd who will give his life for the sheep.
他讲到好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
And then he speaks of his sheep.
他讲到他的羊群。
In John 10:28.
在约翰福音十章第二十八节。
And he says, I give them eternal life, an eternal quality of life.
我又赐给他们永生。
And eternal life is knowing God the Father through Jesus Christ whom He has sent.
永生是借着神所派的耶稣基督来认识上帝。
Eternal life is a relationship to the Trinity.
永生就是跟三合一神有一个关系。
It's not something that we have in a box.
不是在藏在一个盒子里面。
Like that.
不是像这个盒子一样。
You can't put eternal life in a box.
你不可以把三一放在这个里面。
It's a relationship with the Father and the Son.
这是跟圣父圣子的一个关系。
It's an abundant life relationship.
是一个丰盛的生命。
I give them eternal life and they shall absolutely never perish.
我又给赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡。
No one can take them out of my hand.
谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
My Father who has given them to me is greater than all.
我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大。
And no one can take them out of his hand.
谁也不能从我父手里把他夺去。
The Father and the Son are grasping the sheep.
我与父为一。
Because sheep have a habit of slipping away.
因为羊会迷失。
Sheep are very dumb.
羊是非常笨的。
Sheep cannot take care of themselves.
羊无法照顾自己。
If you're helpless,
如果你觉得无助，
if you do wrong,
如果你做错事，
there is someone who will hold tight to you.
有一位谁会抓住你的手？
The Father and the Son.
父和子。
And they will never.Never abandon you if you trust them.
若你信靠上帝，他绝对不会离弃你。
Then he concludes with this.
然后他做这个总结。
The Father and I are one thing.
我与父为一。
And he uses the neuter, our one thing, our unit.
他是说是这个单一的单位。
So we have this unified deity.
我们有这样一个合一。
And what we're simply going to do is talk about what you already know.
我们要跟你分享你已经知道的。
Isn't it boring to talk about what you already know?
是不是很沉闷去教导你已经所知道的知识？
You should all go get a cup of coffee and come back.
你们应该去拿一杯咖啡再回来。
Because I'm just going to tell you what you know.
我要跟你分享你已经知道的事。
But as I tell you what you already know,
当我知道你已经，让我告诉你已经知道事。
We're going to look at it from a different perspective.
我们会用不同的角度来看。
And as we look at it from a different perspective,
当我们用不同的角度去看的时候，
you may know what you already know differently.
你可能用另一个新的方式在认识你所已经知道的。
We're going to talk about what the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit do for us.
我们要说到父、子、圣灵为我们所做的事。
And we'll start out with salvation.
我们从救恩开始。
Now notice the triangle.
请你注意这个三角形。
And notice the three arrows.
还有那个三的箭头。
Have you ever been in Great Britain?
你有没有去过英国？
No. Has anybody ever been in Great Britain?
有人去过英国吗？
Well, that's the sign for a roundabout.
他们的那个转弯的地方就是这个他们的信号。
And it tells you how the traffic in the roundabout should flow.
就告诉你交通应该如何行。
I saw that and I thought, what a perfect symbol of the Trinity.
当我看到的时候，我觉得这个就是三一的一个代表。
A triangle representing equal sides but three equal sides.
这个三角形就在这三边都是平衡的。
Three arrows representing the vibrant life of the person.
这三角形就在这三一都是很有活力的。
So that is our symbol now for the Trinity. We'll use that.
我们就用这个来代表三一。
And we'll talk about the role in salvation.
我们就讲到救恩的角色。
God the Father has personally chosen you, if you're a Christian, for salvation.
神就拣选你来得到救恩。
Isn't that wonderful?
这不是一件很美好的事吗？
If you're a young woman and you're not married and it's like being chosen to go on a date.
就像你是一个年轻的单身的女生，你被邀请去一个约会。
Isn't it nice to be chosen to go on a date?
被上帝拣选不是一件很荣幸的事吗？
But a Christian has been chosen to go on a date forever.
可是我们基督徒被邀请去约会的是永远的。
By God the Father.
是父来伸出这个邀请。
Now, every once in a while, someone will ask me, will you explain this thing about how God the Father has chosen us for salvation? They'll ask me to explain that.
偶尔有人会问我拣选的问题。
And I answer this way.
我是这样来回答的。
You're the pastor and his wife?
这位是师母还有牧师。
Why did you ask her?To marry you.
请问牧师怎么会邀请师母来嫁给他？上帝告诉我。David 没有办法接受这个答案。
I'll never...
That is dangerous.
You stole my tambourine. I will never ask a pastor another question.
我不会问牧师任何的问题。
What he was supposed to say
他应该说的答案
is she's beautiful.
他应该说的标准是她很美丽。
Let me help you out here.
我不会帮助你。
She's beautiful.
她很美丽。
And then I'm supposed to say
而我应该说的是
there are many beautiful women in this room.
这里有很多很美丽的姐妹。
And then you're supposed to say,
然后你应该回答说,
she's very intelligent.
她很聪明。
And then I'm supposed to say,
然后我应该说,
there are many
这里有很多很聪明的女孩,
beautiful and intelligent women in this room.
Yeah.
And then he's supposed to say,
然后他应该说,
she's quite funny.
她很自由。
And then I shall say,There are many beautiful, intelligent, funny women in this room.
这里有很多很有幽默的少女。
And then he's supposed to say,
然后他应该说,
What is your wife's name?
Winnie.
Winnie. He's supposed to eventually say, Because she's Winnie.
他应该说, 因为她就是 Winnie.
She's unique.
他是很特别的。
And then I say,
然后我说,
You cannot explain to me why you really married your wife.
你不太可以解释，跟我解释你为什么娶你的老婆。
If you cannot explain to me why you married your wife,
如果你无法向我解释那个理由,
How can I explain something as mysterious as God the Father choosing to love you?
你怎么教学我去回答你关于拣选的问题呢
？All you can do when it comes to being chosen by God，
我唯一可以提到关于拣选的问题
，is not understand it，
不是要去理解
，but enjoy it，
而是去享受。
And God the Father has personally placed His love on you，
而天父就特别把这个爱放在你的身上。
He has chosen。
他拣选。
And he sent the Son to save.
他派他儿子来执行拯救。
And he sent the Holy Spirit to apply that salvation to our lives.
他就派圣灵来差遣在当中来做感动的工作。
Each one of them doing a different thing.
每一个都是做不同的功能。
But notice that the Father's love is what drives the Son and the Spirit to seek and save you.
你注意一下，是父的爱去主导圣子圣灵，是把神的爱放在你的生命里面。
When we're in Beijing,
当我们在北京的时候
，I love to talk to the university counselors and psychologists and the students. Just love to talk to them.
我很喜欢跟心理学家、辅导员还有学生交谈。
And they'll actually ask me about something as silly as evolution.
他们会甚至问我到进化论的问题。
And I'll tell them, I don't believe it, it's nonsense.
我觉得这是无扯，我不相信。
And then they ask me, well, what do you believe?
他会问我，那你信什么呢？
And I'll say, I believe in God.
我说我相信神。
It's very easy to witness in the universities in Beijing.
其实在北京大学是很容易去做见证的。
It's actually easier to witness in Beijing than at Berkeley.
其实在北京去做见证比在 Berkeley 见证还更容易。
I've witnessed at Berkeley. It's easier in Beijing.
我曾经在Berkeley 见证过，可是真的是比在北京更困难。
And then they'll start asking me about Christianity.
他开始问我关于基督徒的问题。
And I love to tell them.
我很喜欢告诉他们。
Ultimate reality is a father's heart of love.
我们所有的现实都是反映奉父、圣子、圣灵的爱。
God ultimately is not a king, but a dad.
神其实不是只是一个王，他其实是一位天父。
His job is to be a king.
他的工作是要成为一个王。
But who he really is a good, loyal, compassionate, kind father.
他真正的角色是他是一个慈善、良善的父亲。
Materialism is not ultimate reality.
物质不是真正的现实。
The father heart of God is ultimate reality.
父亲的心才是真正的现实。
John 6:37.
约翰福音六章三十四七节。
Notice that the Father is the initiator.
看到神是那个主动的人。
All that the Father gives to me shall come to me.
凡我父所赐给我的人必到我这里。
And the one who comes to me, I certainly will not cast out.
到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。
The children are sent to thee by the Father to the Son for safekeeping.
圣子被父所差遣。
John 6:44.
约翰福音六章四十节，四十四节。
No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him.
若不是差我来的父吸引人。
And I will raise him up on the last day.
没有人能到我这里来。
And then a Comforter is sent by the Father and the Son.
圣灵是这个安慰者是天父和圣子所差派来的。
A Helper like Christ.
是像耶稣这样是一个帮助者。
In the New Testament and in the early church,
在早期教会里面，新约圣经，
the greatest argument that they used for the deity of the Son and the Holy Spirit was this.
他们关于三一的真理。
The Son was sent to fully represent the Father, so he must be equal to the Father.
只是被父派来的，所以他跟上帝的位置是同等的。
The Holy Spirit was sent to fully represent the Son and the Father, so he must be equal to the Son and the Father.
圣灵是被父跟子所派，他当然在地位上跟圣灵圣父子是同一的。
God is in the midst of us in the present person of the Holy Spirit.
神借着圣灵在我们的当中。
Everywhere a Christian goes, the Holy Spirit is there to help.
圣灵就是那位帮助者。
Three persons sent.
三一神。
Christian service, taking an illustration of Christian service.
讲到我们基督徒的侍奉。
The Father is the one who gives results.
神是那位赐果效的上帝。
The Son is the one who gives a ministry.
只赐了事工。
And the Holy Spirit is the one who gives us a spiritual gift.
而圣灵就是赐能力。
This is said delightfully
我们很
in 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 6.
就在哥林多前书十二章四六节讲到恩赐。
I notice people taking pictures of the slides.
我们看到有人在照那个 slide.
You are free to do that.
你可以这么做。
You can even take pictures of the two of us.
你可以拍我们两位。
But
可是
all of the PowerPoint will be put on the church website.
我们今天所分享都会在教会的网站。
So you can save yourself the work.
你就不需要抄了。
But anyway, 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 6.
哥林多前书第12章4到6节。
Notice it starts out with the Holy Spirit. There's no particular order. This one starts out with the Holy Spirit.
这里没有特别强调位置，可是特别先从圣灵开始。
Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit.
我们有不同的恩赐，就是从同一个圣灵而来。
There are varieties of ministries in the body of Christ and the same Lord.
我们在服事有分别，可是主却是一位。
And there are varieties of effects or results or works.
在我们做的事工，还有我们的果效里面有分别。
But the same God.
神却是一位。
Now, in the New Testament, normally when you read the phrase God, the word God,
在新约圣经，当你读到神这个字的时候，
most of the time it's referring to God the Father.
通常它是指到圣父。
And you can see in places like this where the Holy Spirit is mentioned,
提到圣灵的地方，
the Lord is mentioned,
提到主的地方。
And then you have God mentioned, and it's God the Father.
然后就是指天父的意思。
But notice in verse 6, it's the Father who gives effects or results.
请注意在第六节讲到是天父使我们的侍奉有果效。
But the same God who is working all things in relationship to everyone.
可是这也是同样是在人际关系里来帮助我们。
Here's a fascinating thing.
这是一个很奇妙的一个真理。
Every Christian should be serving the Lord Jesus Christ.
所有基督徒都要来服侍主。
And when you have a spiritual result,
当你有属灵的果效的时候，
when someone is blessed by what you do,
当有人因为你的服侍被祝福的时候，
it is a personal gift to you from your Father in heaven.
这是你的天父给你个人的一个礼物。
He gave you that result.
是他把这果效赐给你。
The Holy Spirit gave you the gift to use.
圣灵赐你这个恩赐。
The Son gave you a place in ministry. Every believer has a place in ministry.
我们的主给你一个服侍的岗位，每一个基督徒都要有一个服侍的岗位。
But the Father gave the result.
可是是天父赐我们的工作有果效。
Chinese do something very interesting.
我们华人做一个很有趣的事。
Now she's from Singapore, but she's still Chinese.
是 ，yes.
Singaporeans have an interesting way of speaking.
And I'm a minority.
You're a minority from Singapore.
I mean, here.
Oh, here, yes, yes. You are. I'm a minority too. We should protect each other. You're not translating. Translate.
我要彼此相顾。
Chinese are interesting. Caucasians would never do this.
我们华人很有趣，我们老美绝对不会这么做。
Say if you do something nice for a Caucasian.
你为一个白人做一件美好的事。
You buy him a cup of coffee.
你请他喝咖啡。
A Caucasian will never say.
一个白人不会这么说。
Thank you for your love for Caucasian people.
谢谢你对白人的爱。
They will never say it.
一个白人绝对不会这么跟你说。
Or if you're a medical doctor.
如果你是一位医生。
And all of your patients are Caucasians.
所以你的所有的病人都是老美。
The Caucasians will never say, "Thank you for your love for Caucasian patients."
你的老美病人不会跟他谢谢你对老美病人的爱。
Or if you're running a gas station and you put gas into the car of a Caucasian.
如果你帮一个白人加油。
They will never say thank you for your love of Caucasian.
他们也不会跟说谢谢你对白人的爱。
But Chinese do that all the time to me.
可是老中常常这么做。
They'll say thank you for your love for the Chinese people.
谢谢你对我们中国人华人的爱。
I'll go to China and I'll do something and I'll say thank you for your love for Chinese people.
我到中国去服侍，他们就会这么谢谢你对我们的爱。
And I think to myself, well, I like Polish people too.
我也像波兰人。
But the Chinese are really the only ones who ever use that phrase.
只有老中会这么说。
Hawaiians don't do it.
夏威夷人也不会这么说。
Eskimos don't do it.
哈士奇摩人也不会这么说。
Chinese do it.
可是中国人就会这么说。
And I'll get an email from a campus crusade person who's Taiwanese.
我会从校园团契收到一个电子邮件。
And she'll write, "Thank you for your love for the Chinese people."
谢谢你对我们华人的爱。
And I'm thinking that's interesting.
我说那个是非常有意思。
And then when I meet a Christian Chinese, because the communists will say the same thing.
Okay. 当我一个基督徒华人，因为共产党人都会这么说。
The communist officials in Beijing will say to me, "Thank you for your love for the Chinese people."
他会跟我说，谢谢你对我们中华人民的爱。
I'm waiting for an American government official to.
我在等一个美国的官员。
Waiting for Barack to call me up.
我等奥巴马。总统来打电话给我。
But when I'm speaking privately to a Chinese person,
当我在私底下跟一个中国人聊天的时候，
and they say, "Thank you for your love for the Chinese people."
谢谢你对我们华人的爱。
And I think we're friends.
我想我们是朋友。
I'll tell them the truth.
我会告诉你事实。
I do like Polish people.
我爱波兰人。
I like Swedish people.
我也爱瑞士人。
My background is Swedish.
我是瑞典人。
I like Japanese people.
我爱日本人。
Not as much as Chinese people.
不像中国人爱日本人这样。
And then I'll say, the reason I'm in Beijing,
我在北京的真正理由,
has nothing to do with love for Chinese people.
跟对中国人的爱一点关系都没有。
You're all very nice, don't be offended.
你们都很好，不要觉得你们被得罪。
But Jesus Christ put me here.
是耶稣基督带我到这个地方来。
It never entered into my mind to go to Beijing.
我从来没有想梦想过要到北京。
But Christ opened door after door after door of ministry.
但耶稣一直在事工上为我的为我开路。
And a blind person would have seen it.
因为连个瞎子都看得到。
And from my perspective, I've been prepared my whole life to be doing what we're doing in Beijing.
从我的观点里，我一辈子都在预备我所要在北京做的工作。
And I don't speak a word of Mandarin.
我不懂中文。
Except for 为什么？
除了为什么以外。
I like that word.
我非常喜欢这个字。
Christ gives ministries.
耶稣赐我们这个侍奉。
He has a ministry for you.
他有一个侍奉是为你预备的。
The Holy Spirit has already given you a gift if you're a Christian.
如果你是基督徒，圣灵已经赐你恩赐。
You can affect the lives of non-Christians and Christians for good with that gift.
你借着你的恩赐可以影响到基督徒和非基督徒。
And God the Father, out of love, will give you the gift of results.
天父因为爱你的缘故，会赐给你服事的果效。
Each person of the Trinity is doing something different for you, but they're in perfect harmony.
三位一体有各走各农，可是他们是合一的。
In creation,
我们从创造的角度。
The Father has decided to have a creation.
天父决定要创造。
The Son created.
是子来创造。
The Holy Spirit sustains.
圣灵来维持跟管理。
A statement concerning the Father and the Son.
在哥林多前书里面提到三一真神。
And notice how it's phrased.
注意他们里面的词汇。
1 Corinthians 8:6.
哥林多前书八章六节。
Yet for us there is but one God.
然而我们只有一位神。
The Father.
就是父。
Now it's absolutely assuming that the Spirit and the Son are divine.
我们是讲到圣子圣灵是神圣的。
But it is out of the nature of the Father that the Son and the Spirit exist.
是因为父的属性，所以圣子圣灵是存在的。
Directly from whom are all things?
万物都本于他。
He is the source of everything.
我们也归于他。
And one Lord.
并有一位主
Jesus Christ
耶和华就是耶稣基督
by whom or through the instrumentality of are all things
万物都是借着他有的
and we through him
我们也是借着他有的
the Father is the ultimate source of creation
父是一切创造的源头
he turns to his Son who is all powerful
他对他的子全能的子
And he says, create on my behalf.
他命令他创造，在我的命令之下创造。
And the Son creates.
然后子就去创造。
And the Spirit sustains.
然后圣灵就来管理跟维持。
Notice the pattern.
注意那里面的次序。
And the role of the Father as the focus person of the Trinity.
在这三一里面，神是我们要集中的地方。
In prayer.
祷告。
The Father is the focus person in prayer.
一样的，在祷告里面，天父是我们祷告的一个焦点。
The Son is the high priest in heaven.
而圣子就是那位大祭司为我们求。
And as we relate to the Father through Christ, the Holy Spirit changes who we are.
我们借着子认识父以后，圣灵就在我们当中做改变的工作。
There is a section in John chapter 4.
在约翰福音四章二十三节里面。
That describes the Father as seeking.
就讲到父在寻找。
It's an interesting portion.
是一个非常有意思的一段经文。
Last night, or late yesterday afternoon.
在昨天的傍晚。
I talked about three family backgrounds.
我讲到三个家庭的背景。
In John chapter 4,
在约翰福音第四章,
Jesus is speaking to a woman from a thoroughly dysfunctional past.
耶稣跟一个家里边工人不寻常的一个妇女交谈。
She has had a terrible life.
她有一个非常糟糕的生命。
She has had five husbands.
她有五个丈夫。
One is bad enough.
一个已经很糟糕了。
Five.
五个。
And she hasn't learned her lesson, and she's living with a guy.
她学习了很多的功课，现在所住的那个男生。
If you had an opportunity to say something to this woman,
如果你有机会跟这位撒玛利亚妇女交谈，
how would you help her?
你会怎么帮助他?
She cannot sustain a long-term relationship to a male. What would you tell her?
她没有办法跟一个男士有一个长期的人际关系。
Her whole life probably has been a story of betrayal and frustration and failure.
她一生里面可能经历很多的背叛和失败。
How would you help her?
你会如何帮助她?
This is how Jesus helped her.
这是耶稣怎么样来帮助她?
He tells her about His dad.
他告诉他关于他的天父。
She has problems sustaining relationships with males.
他有跟男士的这关系的维持问题。
Now what's fascinating about this?
最奇妙的是。
Oh, I like the way you said that. What's fascinating about this?
最奇妙的是。
He didn't say anything like this to Nathanael in chapter 1.
他没有这样说。
Nor did he say anything like this to Nicodemus in chapter 3.
他也不是这样像跟尼格底母讲话的时候说的话。
Jesus crafted what he said to the person he met.
耶稣常常是及时去讲那个当事人所要听的话。
If he met you,
如果他见到你，
He would say something that just fit you perfectly.
他会讲一些最适合你的话。
And then he would say something different to the person next to you.
然后就会旁听人讲不同的话。
He crafted what he said to the person he met.
他会应着当事人的需要来对他们说话。
And to this woman whose life was a devastation, he said this.
对这个妇女，就是一个生命面对很难有大难处的这个妇女。
But an hour is coming.
时候将到。
But now is,
如今就是了,
when the true worshippers,
那真正拜父的,
shall worship the Father,
是要在圣灵,
the Greek word for worship is proskuneo, worship,
就是敬拜。
It literally means to kiss the face,
就是要在脸颊上亲吻,
kuneo, kiss,
可以亲的,
pros, face,
就这里,
proskuneo.
Proskuneo,
worship.
就是敬拜。
It means to delight in someone.
就是在一个人里面得到喜乐。
And to rely on someone.
然后就依靠一个人。
It means to delight and rely or depend.
以他为乐，然后依靠他。
And it says the Father is seeking such people.
神就在寻找这样的人来拜他。
People who delight in Him and depend on Him.
是能够以他为乐，能够来依靠他的人。
You're like God the Father.
你好像父跟子。
Aren't you?
不是吗？
Don't you like people to delight in you?
你不需要人家以你为乐吗？
Yes.
答案是的。
Did God tell you to say that?
神有叫你这么说吗?
Oh boy. Do you like people to believe you're trustworthy?
你要
Yes. Don't you like people to like you?
你希望人家喜欢你吗?
Yeah, everyone here likes people to like you, right?
我们这里所有人都希望我们被人所喜爱。
You're like God the Father.
你就像父。
Don't you like people to find you dependable and trustworthy?
你是不是渴望别人觉得你是可以依靠的人?
Doesn't it hurt you when people don't trust you?
当你不被信任，你是不是觉得受到伤害?
And doesn't it actually hurt your soul when people don't like you?
当人家不喜欢你，心灵是不是觉得很难过?
God the Father is doing something very normal.
神是做这些非常普通的事。
But because he's God, we call it worship.
因为他是神，所以我们称为敬拜。
Human beings call it friendship.
我们在人里面，我们把它称为关系。
And Jesus tells this woman something incredible.
耶稣告诉这个撒玛利亚一个不可思议的真理。
He says, God is seeking you.
他告诉他说，神在寻找你。
She has sought relationships her entire life.
她一生在纠结人际关系。
Relationships have broken her heart.
可是人际上一些大大的伤害她的心。
Heartbreak after heartbreak after heartbreak.
使她一再一再的心碎。
But Jesus says to her,
可是耶稣对她说,
God is pursuing you.
神在寻找你。
He's someone you can delight in.
他是你可以以他为乐的。
He's someone you can depend upon.
他是你可以来依靠的。
In fact, you can worship him with adoration.
而且你可以尽情的来敬拜他。
And he's looking for this worship to be in spirit and truth.
而且他期待是用在圣灵和真理面去敬拜他。
All through Scripture, we're told to seek God.
在我们圣经里一直教导我们要来寻找神。
But for this one particular woman,
在这里特别的提到
Jesus says,
耶稣提到
God wants your company.
神很喜欢你的同在。
Do you realize how powerful that is?
你知道这是多么充满的能力。
When that woman left Jesus,
当那妇女离开耶稣基督的时候
she told everyone she met about him.
他向所有他所遇到的人分享这个大好消息。
Because no one had ever told her.
因为从来没有人告诉他。
God wants your friendship.
神要他的友谊。
Oh, how powerful that is.
哇，这是多么充满能力的。
God wants your friendship.
神要你的友谊。
Especially if you've come from a heartbroken family background or heartbreak in life.
特别是如果你是来自一个破碎的家庭或是有很破碎的人生。
God wants your friendship.
神要寻找你的友谊。
The cross.
我们讲到十字架。
With the cross.
十字架。
The cross is motivated by the Father's love for us.
十字架的动力就是因为神对于我们的爱。
The Son loves the Father.
圣子爱圣父。
And the Holy Spirit wants to give believers a sense of being loved.
圣灵要让我们感受到我们被爱。
I had this fascinating experience in Singapore Bible College.
我在新加坡神学院有这样一个很惊奇的这样一个经历。
Our brother over here taught at Singapore Bible College.
吴牧师也曾经在新加坡神学院教导过。
And I was asked to speak to a Hebrew class that Professor Lowe was teaching.
那是刘牧师在教导希伯来班。
And I talked about the Trinity because that's what I love to talk about.
我讲我所最喜欢的题目就是三一真神。
And I made this side comment.
我做了这样以下的这个样评语。
Which I often do.
我常常这么做。
I said, in John 3:16, where it says, God so loved the world,
我讲到说约翰福音三章十六节讲到神爱世人。
That's not referring to the Trinity, that's referring to God the Father.
那我说那个不是提到三一真神，而是提到圣父自己。
It is God the Father's love that led to the sending of the Son.
是因为神对我们的爱才差遣了他的圣爱子。
God there is not referring to the Trinity.
那里特别不是提到三一真神。
Then the most interesting experience happened.
然后我有最惊奇的一个经历。
I wish I had a video camera at the time.
那时候我期待我有一个影像。
It perfectly illustrated the point of this morning's talk.
就好像我今天所要示范给大家看的。
This young man walks up with a Hebrew Bible.
有一个年轻人带着一个希伯来文圣经往前。
A Greek New Testament.
还有我们希伯来文的新约圣经。
He can read both.
他两个都能念。
Very bright student.
是非常聪明的学生。
And he walks up.
往前走。
And he looks down at John 3:16 in Greek.
他 看到希腊文的那个约翰福音三章十六节。
And he says,
然后他说
Are you telling me that where it says theos or God, that's referring to only God the Father and not the Trinity?
你是不是告诉我他那个字的原文真的是告诉我那个父只是提到圣父而不是三一吗？
And I said, yes.
我说是的。
And he said, really?
他说真的吗？
And I said, well, the God described in John 3:16 sent his son.
因为我提到说约翰福音三章十六提到说圣父差遣圣子。
So if he sent his son, who is he?
如果他差遣圣子那他圣父是谁呢？
And you could see him swallow hard.
你看他他在吞舌。
And he said, well, must be the Father.
他说那应该是圣父。
And I said, yes.
我说是的。
He was quite surprised.
他非常的惊讶。
Now, what's the problem?
问题出在哪里呢？
Because he assumed all those references to God was just to the Trinity in general.
因为他假设说所有提到神的都是指到三一。
He missed the Father's love in particular.
他就错过了特别关于天父的爱。
There is a Father in heaven who loves you.
我们在天上也会爱我们的父。
And the Son and the Spirit love you.
圣子跟圣灵也爱你。
But when you look at the New Testament,
当你看新约圣经的时候
it is absolutely striking.
他一直让我们看到
The number of times the love of God is directly related to God the Father.
有许多的次他特别是讲到神的爱是直接跟神有直接的关系。
Let me give you an assignment.
让我给你一个功课。
You're on vacation, so let me put you to work.
你们是在度假不过让我让你们做点事。
Read 1 John 4.
请你念约翰一书第
Not right now.
不是现在。
You're too obedient.
你们太乖了。
You've been going to school too long.
你们去学校太久了。
In the Hebrew class I taught at Western Seminary in Santa Clara.
我在西北学院圣达克拉的西北学院教希伯来书的时候。
Most of our students were Chinese Americans.
我们很多学生都是在这里长大的美国人中国人。
It was the most overeducated Hebrew class I ever had in my life.
他们都是受高等教育的学生。
If they were Chinese, every one of them had a master's.
如果他们是如果中国人，他们一定有个硕士学位。
Several of them had PhD.
有好几位有博士学位。
I thought I have the best educated Hebrew class in the United States.
我说我这个是高级有受很高教育的基督希伯来文的班。
Because it was in Silicon Valley.
因为是在我们湾区。
So anyway, here's the assignment.
这里是你们的功课。
About 25 times in 1 John 4, a form of the word love occurs.
至少25次。
About 25 times.
至少25次借着爱这样的字出现在约翰一书四章。
And the word God occurs frequently.
而神这个字也出现很多的次。
Find out if that's referring to God the Father, God the Son, or God the Holy Spirit.
你的功课就是去找这个关于神的时候当他提这字的时候指到圣父圣子还是圣灵
Now I'm certain of the result that you'll get
我很确定你会得到的结果
But read it for yourself
你自己来念你自己来寻找
And every place where God occurs
当你看到神这个字的时候
Look at the context
请你看那个上下文
And figure out is it referring to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit
然后指出他到底是指圣父圣子还是圣灵
What is the point of this?
要做这么做有什么意义吗
You have a father in heaven who is passionately in love with who you are.
你有一个在天上有个天父深深的爱你。
He finds joy in your person.
他以你为乐。
He finds delight in who you are.
他以你是谁为乐。
I've talked to thousands of Christians in my Christian life.
在我基督徒的生命里我跟许许多多基督徒交谈。
And most of them don't like themselves.
很多人不喜欢自己。
Because they sin.
因为他们犯罪。
They have problems within.
因为他们对罪有问题。
So they turn themselves into their sin. They look at themselves through their spiritual failures. What if we had medical doctors who did that? What would you think of a medical doctor who went to a hospital? And he told the nursing staff, follow me. I'm going to cure illness today. Many ill people in a hospital. Follow me. So 10 nurses follow this doctor down the hall.
10位护士跟着医生同行。
He walks into room 23.
他就进到23号的病房。
There's a woman suffering from cancer.
有一个得癌症的妇女。
He pulls out a gun.
他拿了一枪。 对他撒射。
Women can never make good shooting sounds.
Because we are not violent.
When my wife plays with our grandchildren,
当我的太太跟我们的孙子玩耍的时候,
she'll go, choop, choop.
她会这样子, choop, choop 的声音,
it's embarrassing.
是很不好意思的, 丢人, 应该是很雄壮的。
So,
她就一枪向她扫射,
she's dead.
她死了。
I turn to the nurses. I cured disease. She no longer has cancer. The nurses say, well, she's dead.
她说当然,她已经死了。
And then I say, follow me to the next room.
她说跟着我到另外一个病房。 又在扫射。
They call for the security people.
他们赶快叫保安人员。
The security people take away my gun.
保安人员把我手上的枪抢走。
They say to me, do you know what you're doing?
你知道你在干嘛吗?
I say to them, I'm curing illness. They say to me, you're a murderer. And I say to them, I'm a doctor. This is a hospital. We cure illness. And then they say, you mean you can't tell the difference between the patient and the disease.
然后他们对我说，难道你分不清楚什么是病人，什么是疾病吗？
And then I say, is there a difference?
然后我说，有分别吗？
God can tell the difference between the disease of sin we have
神可以看出我们所有的罪的疾病
and who we are
and 我们真正是谁。
He loves who you are.
他爱我们。
He hates the illness you have.
他恨我们有的罪，他爱我们这个罪人。
That I have.
这我有的罪。
But he loves the patient.
可是他爱这个病人。
He's the great physician.
他是最伟大的医生。
And because he's the great physician, he loves the patient.
因为他是最伟大的医生，所以他爱病人。
He hates the illness.
他恨这些疾病。
There is a Father in heaven
有一个在天上的父,
who has a delighted passion for who you are.
他非常的以你为乐。
And that love is manifested through the Son, is manifested through the Holy Spirit.
而那个爱就借着圣子圣灵显明出来。
But it is the Father's love.
是父的爱。
John Owen is a theologian, Puritan theologian.
是一个神学家。
And he wrote a book in 1657.
他在1657年写了一本书。
And he comments on 2 Corinthians 13:14.
他对哥林多后书13章14节。
That says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠神的慈爱。
And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
圣灵的党共常与你们众人同在。
And then he wrote in the way they wrote in those days.
然后就用当时的这种写法来写这个字。
Ascribing sundry things unto the distinct person, Paul ascribes different things to the different persons.
各样美言归给神的不同位格，而保罗特别归给父神的是爱。
It is love that he peculiarly assigns to the Father.
这个爱是特别把它归给父神的。
He assigns to the Father.
是归给父神的。
Then Jesus.
然后耶稣。
This remarkable statement by Jesus.
讲了一个很伟大的话。
John 14:31.
约翰福音14章31节。
But that the world may know that I love the Father.
人若爱我，我就必遵守我的道。
And as the Father gave me commandment,
我父也必爱他。
Even so I do.
我也要爱他。
He said this the night before the morning of his crucifixion.
他这是在上十字架之前说的话。
He is leaving the room to go across the brook Kidron up to the Garden of Gethsemane.
他要离开这房间，进到有要去上十字架。
And there to pray and await his betrayal.
他要到克西马尼去祷告，要预备被出卖。
And he says to his disciples, "Arise, let us go hence."
他对那个门徒说：“起来，我们走吧。”
But he says something rather striking.
他说了一个很特别的话。
He says, "I want the world to know that I love the Father, so I am going to the cross."
我要所有人知道我爱父，所以我愿意上十字架。
I will die on that cross and the world will know that I love the Father.
我要死在十字架，世人就知道我爱天父。
I can't read this verse without getting choked up.
我读到这时候我会咽梗。
Because my instant response is, the world doesn't care.
我及时的反应说这个世界人不在意这件事。
Jesus, don't you know that the world doesn't care?
然后耶稣你不知道吗？世界人根本不看重这件事。
The world is dead to God.
这些是对这个世界对神是。
The world doesn't care.
这世界根本不在意这件事。
And I think Jesus will respond like this.
我相信耶稣会有这样的回应。
But I care.
可是我在意。
I love the Father.
我爱父。
And I'm going to do something that the Father has ordered me to do out of love for Him and love for you.
我爱父，我要遵行他要我做，因为爱你还爱父的一个上十字架。
Because I want to represent the Father well to this world, even if the world doesn't care.
我要借着我来代表神，即便这个世界不在意这件事。
So we're involved in a wonderful thing.
我们是在这个里面很美妙的里面。
We're involved in the love of the Trinity for each other and for us.
我们是在这三一层里面，还有在我们当中。
How can the Trinity become a vibrant part of our Christian life, the heart of our Christian life?
三一真理怎么样成为我们信仰的一个中心？
It's by faith.
是凭信心。
Faith in the Father's love for you.
凭信心相信神对我们的爱。
And that He is your true dad in heaven.
他深深相信他是在我们天上的父。
Now, some of you have your fathers in this audience.
可能你的父亲就在我们的当中。
And fathers, if you have some children in this audience,
如果你是父亲，你的小孩在我们的当中。
Say to your children,
告诉你的小孩。
Get to know God the Father.
要认识这位天父。
He's nicer than I am.
他比我还好。
And you'll be much kinder to me if you get to know him well.
如果你认识天父的话，你会对我更好。
Because he is the father your heart is designed for.
他是你的天父，而你的心被造就是来爱他。
Earthly fathers are caretakers.
在地上的父亲只是来照顾你的需要。
Through faith, develop a love for Jesus Christ as the Son of the Father.
凭信心，我们就跟耶稣基督建立关系。
Who is your brother and who has died for you?
他是我们的长兄，他为我们而死。
Who is the elder brother who will protect you forever?
他是你的长兄，他会来保护你。
Through faith, develop a love for the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
借着信心，我们跟着圣灵有建立关系。
And look forward to the times where he'll prompt your heart with compassion and love to use the spiritual gift he's given you.
我们要用这凭爱心信心来使用我们所赐的恩赐。
The heart of the Christian life.
基督徒的一个信仰的一个中心。
is a heart that loves each member of the Trinity in the way that belongs to them.
是爱这位三位一体这个真神。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for the wondrous revelation we have in Scripture.
天父，我们感谢你，借着你的圣经来向我们显明你的真理。
Of you as our Father who loves us.
你是那位爱我们的天父。
Of your Son as the brother who has rescued us.
你的圣子耶稣拯救了我们。
And the Holy Spirit as the person who sustains us.
圣灵就来帮助我们。
We ask your blessing upon the thoughts of this morning.
我们为了今天所听到的，求你亲自来祝福。
For it is in Jesus' name we pray.
因为我们是借着耶稣基督的名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.